This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department is launching a new COVID-19 data dashboard. CPR's John Daly reports it will now display data trends weekly and not every day.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says interpreting data for a seven-day period is more stable for the state's decision-making process than reacting to day-to-day changes that may not be indicative of larger trends. The move aligns with recent changes made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and more than 35 other states' data visualizations. The data will be posted Wednesdays starting this week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved almost $70 million to cover Colorado's costs related to the critical shortage of health care workers. That includes money for Colorado agencies to pay for medical staffing in a variety of health care facilities. The aid came through a major disaster declaration issued at the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. To date, FEMA has approved nearly $2 billion in public assistance grant funds for Colorado's COVID-19 response. The sudden death of House Minority Leader Hugh McKean has put a spotlight on the political division within the state Republican Party. CPR's Benta Berkland.
House Republicans have been very divided in recent years between lawmakers who, while they oppose a lot of what the Democratic majority is doing, they still want to get things done and work across the aisle when it's possible. Other Republicans, the more conservative faction of that party, sees the GOP's role as really digging in and opposing everything Democrats propose. McKean was in the get things done camp.
CPR's Benta Berkland. McKean died this past weekend. He was 55 years old. A man who shot a park ranger at Rocky Mountain National Park is sentenced to 23 years in federal prison. Darren Ellis pleaded guilty to the shooting in December of last year. A park ranger tried to pull Ellis over, and Ellis fired several rounds at him. The park ranger survived because he was wearing a ballistic vest. This is CPR News.